Here's the translation of the text into English. U.S. calls on G7, EU to impose tariffs on China, India over Russian oil purchases. NATO to beef up defense of Europe's eastern flank after Poland shot down drones. U.S. EPA proposes end to mandatory greenhouse gas reporting. G7 finance ministers discuss possible sanctions, tariffs on supporters of Russia's war. U.S. Energy Secretary downplays climate risks as Washington seeks EU gas deals. Oil gains weighed down by U.S. demand worries. USDA projects record U.S. corn crop, biggest harvested acres since 1933. Exclusive, EU could quit Russian gas within a year, U.S. energy chief says. Oil prices bounce on talk of Russian sanctions, weekly gains expected. UBS lowers natural gas price forecasts. Nestle investors call for chairman to step down. FT reports, Musk's XAI lays off hundreds of data annotators. Business Insider reports, OpenAI to share 8% of its revenue with Microsoft partners. The Information reports, Nepal sets March elections after naming interim prime minister. UAW workers reach tentative deal with GE Aerospace at Ohio. Kentucky plant's FDA chief says Super Bowl ad by Hims and Hers breached. Drug promotion rules. Bofay appoints co-presidents as CEO, says he will serve through the decade. Blackstone-backed Legends, valued at $3.2 billion in volatile debut. Amazon testing GM's electric delivery vans in sustainability push. Fitch lifts Portugal to A on fiscal strength, external deleveraging. China sets 2025 auto sales target, below association forecast. Vows tighter regulation. Mexican officials to speak with China on tariffs next week. U.S. consumer sentiment slips again in September, University of Michigan survey says. Michigan consumer sentiment dips below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. ECB must be mindful of downside inflation risks, says Finland's Ren. Romania's economy to grow slower than expected. IMF says Sweden's budget deficit forecast to widen to 1.5% of GDP in 2025. Deutsche Bank expects ECB's next rate move only in 2026, and it's a hike. NASDAQ notches record high close. Traders look to Fed meeting. U.S. vows to defend NATO territory after suspected Russian drone incursion in Poland. Analysis, BYD and Tesla set to lose most from Mexico's proposed tariffs on China. Global stocks edge up with dollar. Bond yields as Fed rate cuts loom. Tether unveils U.S. stablecoin to boost market presence. Bessent met with BlackRock's Reader as search for next Fed chair continues, source says. U.S. dollar edges up on positioning moves, but outlook stays negative. Transit tech firm Via valued at $3.5 billion shares fall in NYSE debut. Faraday Future plans to spin off crypto assets into separate company. Strive completes merger, raises $750 million for Bitcoin strategy. Falcon Finance surpasses $1.57 million staked within 24 hours of BoodlePad launch. Tether to launch U.S.-based stablecoin for American residents. LiveOne surpasses $5 million in Bitcoin holdings, targets $500 million treasury strategy. Ethereum-based meme coin, Pepito presale passed $6.6 million as exchange demo launches. Bitcoin price today hovers around $115 amid rate cut bets, but caution remains. Blockchain FX raises 7 in 24 members in presale as first multi-asset super app connecting crypto, stocks, and Forex goes live in beta. Mega Matrix purchases $3 million in ENA tokens for treasury strategy. A sword honed for 8 years, CoinW sets new standards in futures trading with long-term vision. Cathie Wood's ARK buys Figma, bullish, and eToro stocks. EQT completes $705.8 million public offering of Waystar shares. Sidus Space announces plans for public offering of common stock. CheckCap to merge with Embody AI in embodied AI workforce push. ECD Automotive Design to implement 1-for-40 reverse stock split. Ring Energy CFO resigns. Controller appointed as interim replacement. Telesat completes distribution of 62% equity in Lightspeed business. Strive completes merger with asset entities, raises $750 million.